The mass shooting at Fort Hood in 2009 and the arrest of one of its own, Major Nidal Hassan, was devastating to the military base and to the nearby town of Killeen. Most residents of Killeen are connected directly or indirectly to Fort Hood. They are angry about the shooting and the delay in bringing Major Hassan to justice.
We all know he's guilty. He admits he did it. Let's just get it over with.
There shouldn't be a trial about it. He did what he did. Everybody saw that he did it.
Retired Army Staff Sergeant Dorothy Ann Grogan-Gardner was nearby when the shooting started. She says the Army could have prevented the massacre if it had taken note of Hassan's conversion to radical Islam.
His behavior, mannerisms, the things he was saying all the time, the red flags were there.
Some of those who were wounded in the attack have filed suit against Hassan and the U.S. government. Many people here cheer that effort. Killeen Mayor Dan Corbin says the suits are not likely to go far, but he understands why residents here, with their ties to Fort Hood, take this case personally.
The first thing we dealt with was kind of like the shock and the grief. That was followed by a period of anger at the perpetrator, and since then by disappointment at how slowly the wheels of justice seemed to turn.
Military law expert Jeffrey Korn, who teaches at the South Texas College of Law, says the court's deliberate pace in preparing the trial against Hassan will pay off.
I prefer the word methodical than slow. Haste, in this case, could have gotten a conviction, and it would have been in jeopardy on appeal.
While the delays have been painful for many, Mayor Corbin says people here are ready to handle their emotions.
We are a very resilient community. You have to understand that more soldiers deploying out of Fort Hood have been killed than those from any other post. We have attended so many funerals, and we've dealt with so much grief that when this happened in 2009, it was, to a certain extent, just more of the same.
Uniformed military personnel stationed here at Fort Hood, speaking off camera, say they're just going about their work and not thinking too much about the trial, but that they're glad to see that it's finally getting underway. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Fort Hood, Texas.